Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Weather patterns are getting colder, and we're past the first frost and first freeze dates. Let's talk about what those mean, where they come from, how reliable they are, and what they mean for the garden. This topic may be moot because the deep freeze a week or so ago may have wiped everything out. But some plants may have survived. The first frost is considered the first time air temperatures drop below 36 degrees Fahrenheit, while the first freeze is the first time they drop below 32, the freezing point. In Chanute, there was a 50% chance of frost by October 12th and a 50% chance of freezing by October 25th. Of course, you should adjust for microclimates depending on your area. Those dates are usually based on NOAA 20-year averages. What we actually saw, based on the Kansas Mesonet, is the first freeze being hit briefly at the start of November, and then much more pronounced freeze on the 9th and 10th. Now we'll get into microclimates and ways to avoid short-term freeze later, but how did those two nights below freezing affect plants? The most obvious cold injury to plants is literally just freezing. When the water in plant cells freeze, they rupture and can appear limp and water-soaked the next day, sometimes also discolored, a dark green or brown. Cells can also collapse, which can lead to wilted-looking plants. This can occur from long periods of intense cold or from incredibly fast below-freezing temperatures. The low and slow cold is expected as we go into winter, but the sharp drops in temperature can cause widespread damage overnight. Any summer annual is more likely to see these damages, like impatiens, celosia, and any straggling tomatoes. Cool season annuals, like pansies, might hold on a bit longer. Woody perennials are adapted to winter by storing carbohydrates in their trunk and roots. This not only saves energy for next year's growth, but is also harder to freeze than the tender succulent tissues that don't survive winter. After a cold snap or even temperatures below freezing, some plants might still be alive. This can be simply because the severe cold was too brief, or maybe it was a hardier plant. Another factor might also be microclimates. Now, on a larger scale, this could mean a sheltered valley of land that doesn't drop in temperature so fast, compared to the upland or top of the hills. It can also be as simple as a brick wall to the north. Bricks, concrete, and ceramic can retain heat pretty well and help insulate plants near them. Plants themselves can also create microclimates with dense canopies and thick, hairy leaves that block the wind. Oftentimes, for short cold snaps, you'll see the tips of branches suffering winter injury, but not the entire plant. At the end of the day, with all the highs and lows, winter is creeping in. Not every plant will last. Know when to call it quits on the potted plants, or at least pull them inside. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.